Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Hey, hey, Night Show TFM here. Yo, yo, it's me, TV here. All right, first and foremost, what is an undershirt since we're talking about it, right? So according to fashion website realmanrealstyle.com, an undershirt is a base layer of your clothing. It should be tight-fitting and slightly stretchy for your other clothes to hide it completely. The purpose of an undershirt is to minimize sweat and deodorant stains on your outerwear, and it also provides an extra layer below your outerwear, thus making you look neater and sharper. There are many types of undershirts, and the basics are, for example, tank top, V-neck, crew neck, and long sleeve. These are the basic ones. So right now, we're going to go for a quick break. Coming back, I'm going to share with you how you can choose the right color for your undershirts. TFM.
Get all your tea right here on Tea Life.
So what do you call my show on TFM? Here, hey, what's up? It's me, TV here. So like what I shared just now, the basic types of undershirts include tank top, V-neck, crew neck, and long sleeve. And depending on your outerwear, you have to choose the right one so you don't look weird. Like if you're going to a formal setting with a blazer, for example, right? You wouldn't want to wear V-neck, so that is too a little bit revealing, I must say. So you will go with a crew neck or maybe a long sleeve inside to, you know, match the look. But choosing the right color is also very important, where you should choose the undershirt color based on your skin tones. So for example, if you have darker skin tones like me, myself, and I, okay, then go for something darker. Maybe a dark grey, a navy blue, even black. Alright, but if you have lighter skin tones, fairer skin, wear something in lighter colour, like beige, white, or light grey. This will help you to choose the right one for you, right? On TFM.
Woohoo! Tea Life is here!
Welcome back to the Night Show on TFM. Hey, what's up? It's me, TP here. Alright, so in most cases, right, some of us might confuse t-shirts with an undershirt. So, is there a difference? Yes, because t-shirts are actually thicker and looser, whereas undershirts are thinner and more stretchy, and they are more, like I said earlier, more fitting towards your skin. Therefore, the materials for undershirts play another role in pairing with your outerwear. The types of common materials used to make undershirts are cotton, 100% cotton, a combination of cotton and synthetic fibers, merino wool to keep you warm if you're in colder areas, and modern technical fabrics. So again, depending on your outerwear and the places that you're going, you have to choose the right one. But modern technical fabrics are best chosen for all types of occasion because it is sweatproof and very, very cooling. And if you think of wearing an undershirt alone, well, experts do not recommend them because, like I shared, undershirts are tighter and thinner than t-shirts and they might cling onto your body. So it is not best. Okay, so here's the thing. If you have a sea physique, you go to the gym a lot, you got a pecs to show it off, pull off the look, then go ahead. But if you're like me, a walking meatball, perhaps it's best not to do it, because I tried it once wearing an undershirt out, and when the wind blew on the opposite direction against me, let's just say that everything my tummy was showing, and I don't like how I look, okay? DFM.